Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 23rd parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Chav Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Hamitva Karva Kesa Shel Meis. If you have the bed or the pillow or the mattress, so to speak, of a dead body where you're taking the guy out to be buried, Harei Let's Mei Medrus. It's Tami Tumas Medrus if a Zav sits on it, meaning the fact that. That is made for a dead person, shouldn't make it a merkav or a moshav or any of that or tami tumas medrus at all, because no one alive is sitting on it. But when women are in avelos over the dead person and they cry, they fall on the pillow and on the cushion and on the stretcher that's holding him or the bed that's holding him, and therefore it's considered to be something that's used for a live person as well, and that's why it's Tamei Tumas Medrus, not because a dead person is on it, but because a live person is sometimes on it. Kisei Shel Kala, a chair of a Kala, the Badekin chair, Umashper Shel Chaya, or the birthing stool that a woman delivers a baby on, V'Kisei Shel Koves, Shehu Chorem Olav Esakelim, or a dry cleaner, or a cleaner seat that he presses the washed clothing on, Am Rabbi Yossi Ein Behem Mishem Moshav. They are not going to be tamei mishum moshav because they're not meant to be sat on in the normal way. Meaning, you would never sit there when you're trying to rest. You only sit there when you're doing something that is far from restful, like getting married or giving birth or doing someone's laundry. Mishnah Hey, hacherim tamei mnei hazoto. A fishing net becomes tamei because of the bottom part, which has a piece of cloth. So even though the netting itself wouldn't become tamei, but there is a solid piece of cloth at the bottom that can become tamei, so the whole thing is considered one kli and it all becomes tamei. Harashasos v'hamichmaros, small nets and certain traps that hold animals inside of them that have been caught, v'hamadaf, or a thing that you catch birds with, v'apaltzor, or a trap that holds trapped animals, and umatsudus asakaran, and traps that build dams on the rivers to catch the fish, tamei. And all of them are considered tamei because they all hold something and transport that which they hold. They catch the animal and then you transport the animal. V'ha'akun, a box-shaped fish trap that has hooks in it. V'arotov, or a bird trap. V'ha'kluv, or a bird cage that you use as a trap. Tahorin. All of those things are tahorin. Because you wouldn't transport anything with it. So they would just catch it, but then you would take the animal out. You wouldn't actually move the animal with it. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Dalet, we said that the place where a dead person lies is Tamei Medrus, but not on account of the dead person, rather on account of people who are mourning the dead, who might sprawl themselves out on it. The chair of a Kala, or a birthing woman, or a launderer are not Tamei Mishum Moshav, according to Rabbi Yossi, because it's not really meant to relax on. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that when it comes to various kelim that catch animals, if they're meant to catch and transport, so then it's mekabel tuma. But if it's meant to catch and not transport, then it is not going to be mekabel tuma. Next time, we'll pick up with the 24th parak of Maseches Kelim.